1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And we've talked about this on the show before, but it's kind of crazy. There's a record number of scam calls happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
Studies show almost 70% of all phone calls are scams.
Yes.
It's true, because your friends know not to call.
And my car warranty doesn't need help. Okay, there's no warranty anymore. It's too old.
And so people are extra wary whenever they get a phone call now. In fact, it's hard to do these pranks sometimes because people won't even pick up.
Right.
Yeah, most of the time.
But every once in a while, someone does. Mm. And I think it's important to tell that person right off the get-go, this is a legitimate call.
Mm. That seems trustworthy. Yeah. Seems legit.
You should definitely believe me. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens today when I call a guy who was set up by his wife, because apparently he's been getting a lot of scam calls lately.
Oh.
Hopefully he takes my word for it that this is definitely not a scam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a phone tap.
Oh.
And it's happening right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Dave.
It's actually Dave, but this is he.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Dave. My name's Lester Green. I'm calling from Global Industries, and I need to tell you before we begin this call that this is not a scam.
Okay.
Okay.
When people preface that, it means it's a scam.
No, I'm just saying I've been on the phone all morning, and you would not believe the amount of people that think I'm trying to scam them. It's ridiculous. But it's not.
Okay, how can I help you?
Okay, so I'm just telling you up front right now, this isn't one of those scam calls.
You said that, but then why do you keep bringing it up?
Like I said, with the way the world is now, and how many scammers and con artists there are, it's really important that I tell you that this is not a scam.
Right.
Yeah.
So can you just tell me what this is all about?
Well, first of all, I need to tell you that this call is being recorded, and I do need you to acknowledge that this is not a scam.
I'm starting to feel like it is a scam, so I'm not sure that I want to be recorded. So
yeah,
state your point, or I'm going to have to hop off the phone.
Well, I can't state my point until you acknowledge that it's not a scam. I need to hear you say that.
I'm not going to say that because you haven't said anything other than it's not a scam, which makes me think it's a scam. So
well,
just tell me what...
I'm sorry, so then I can't tell you what's going on then because my business, Global Industries, won't allow it.
Oh my
but
God.
I promise you it is very important information and not scammy.
Can I just tell you, you sound like a scammer. I've had calls like this before and you literally sound like someone who's calling to scam.
Well, sir, let me ask you this. Would a scammer stay on the line with you this long?
Absolutely. A scammer would stay on the line. That's the whole point of a scam, is they try and drag you along until the scam happens.
You're saying a scammer would stay on the line and ask you for money, but I haven't asked you for any money. So doesn't that prove that I'm not a scammer?
Just please stop talking in circles and don't mention the word scam anymore.
Okay.
If you say scam again, I'm going to lose it.
The only reason that I'm saying it is because it's to prove that I'm not doing that to you. Because if I was actually a scammer, I would probably...
Oh, my God, you said scam again.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm just trying to prove to you that I'm not, as long as you first acknowledge that this is not a scam.
Fine, it's not a scam. My God, will you just tell me why you called and what you have to tell me?
Thank you so much, Dave. Now, before I tell you the important information, I would like to give you something.
Oh, my God, here it comes. What, a free vacation to Las Vegas?
No.
50 grand in a bank account as long as I give you something in return?
Of course not. I want to send you a keychain in the mail saying I did not get scammed.
Oh.
It's a little congratulations.
Oh, my Jesus. This is wild. Okay. Send me the keychain.
Okay, so you accept the keychain?
I will accept the keychain, happily.
All right.
I will put my keys on it and use it every day.
Excellent. The postage for that not scammed keychain will be $5,362.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
That was almost a scam,
okay. But
not a scam.
This is kind of funny. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty amused, but I'm also done, I think. So is that it? Is that everything?
So you don't want the keychain now?
No, I don't.
So I would like to send you another keychain for not falling for that second not scam now.
All right, you know what? Just take me off the list, please. Put me on, if you have a no-call list, please place me on that list.
I'm sorry, Dave, I can't do that. Because only scammers have those lists, and I don't have a list, because as you've already acknowledged earlier in this call, I am not a scammer.
Well, I'm starting to rethink my acknowledgement now, and so I'm done.
Okay, well, then I'm going to have to take back the keychain that we were giving you.
I never wanted the keychain in the first place. You called me and offered me something, and you want something in return.
Okay, now that you don't want it, we can send it back now.
You are the worst scammer on the planet. Out of all the scammers I've talked to, you are the absolute worst.
Well, would the worst scammer set you up with a prank phone call from your wife? I don't think so, Dave.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm actually a radio host. My name's Jeff from the show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you, man.
God, are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. Your wife, Andrea, set you up because she says you're getting pissed off all the time about the random scam calls that you get. So she wanted us to mess with you.
Does this mean I don't get my keychain?
No, you don't get a keychain. But hey, look at the good news. At least this wasn't a scam. Actually, it kind of was.
Yeah, it kind of was a phone scam.
Can you acknowledge that it was a phone scam?
Yes, I got scammed.
All right, I have you on record. We're going to send you that keychain. Congratulations, Dave.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.